Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in its prime, cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 30. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944, just like 216-242 did, 216-400, 216-804. We'll be starting off the phone lines with the 216-242. But first, let me tell you all, if you all are sending in music or commercials, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold, but if you change your mind, you can call back, or if you didn't do it from the beginning, you can always press 1. I want to let people know that you can check out Common Sense Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Twitter page of Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. And Man in the Street numeral 13. That's Man in the Street 13 on Twitter. The Instagram of Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period for new music. You can also Facebook Kent and Angelica, or Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, or check out on the website of 3342music.com. That's www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web page of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. Period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. And also, www.templabor.org. And if you're looking for music, you can always check out We Are Cleveland, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. And also thelogtv.com. Now, I know what I don't do enough of, because if I don't do it, you all would jump on me for not doing it, because you'll say, you forgot. And you'll be telling the truth, because once I start with phone calls, I would definitely forget. So before I go to the 216-242 that's waiting patiently, and the other numbers like the 216-400 and 216-804, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment in our region, who got a lot of attention and promotions and all of that. Number 10, Sir Knock, his new music video for Rain, Rain 2021. Number 9, Strut Buchanan is still in the charts from Eric Magnus, King Eric Magnus. Number 8, debuting The Mark Morant Story. Tomorrow, Big North Coast premiere on that, and it's already doing some numbers. Just saying. Number 7, re-debuting Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. with Let Them Know 2021, Black House Sound, or Let Them Know 2021 BHS on YouTube. Number 6, on Facebook, Cleveland or CLE Monday Night Raw. That happened last Monday. It was going on even after our show ended. So it got a chance to stay on there another week. Number 5, debuting Facebook Jam Sessions July 23rd with Chemistry featuring Brandon Landrum. Number 4, debuting, it was on Facebook, the Pop-Up Poetry that happened last Wednesday. Number 3, debuting Facebook Women's Business Expo 2021. That happened last Tuesday. Number 2, moving up, because of sheer candidates, the amount that they had was crazy, East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting last Wednesday at the East Cleveland Public Library with candidates and food. Number 1, moving up to the number 1 slot, CUMR Volume 6. CUMR Volume 6. Cleveland Underground Music Radar. They had their 75-man cypher last night at Captivate. You had Major Taps, Spade 216, Big Stone the Butcher. You also had Daniel Gray Kantar, who has a hip-hop project that is all in advertisement on billboards. People have been on the buses, bus shelters. He stopped through. You had GMS Shakespeare, Corey Kane, Man in the Street. Suave performed, and so did E-Rock Beats. And so there you have it. Before I go into salutations and everything like that, let me be at least considerate of people on the phone lines. I'm going to take a chance on the 216-242. You know they didn't press 1. Maybe they want to speak. 216-242. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. I'm glad it sounds like you do want to speak. Who am I talking to?
This is Donald Boyd, candidate for Ward 8 City Council.
Donald Boyd. First of all, I want to humbly say I thank you very much for calling in. That's number 1. And when you say you are running for Ward 8 City Council, is it fair for me to say that, and you'll have to correct me, I'm only asking these questions because it's on my mind and I need to be corrected if I'm wrong, but when you ran and you didn't make it a few years back,
mm-hmm,
during the last election, is it fair to say that you've been preparing, you've been running for 2021? Because it seems to me like you've been campaigning for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. You're a little bit muffled.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, after the election in 2017, me and my team got together and we came together with a plan. We just, you know, to stay visible, to stay in the community, continue to do the things I was doing in the community. And, you know, it sort of changed my image a little bit, you know, be more open, be more sociable with people. And that was the plan for me to, you know, let the community know that I was invested. I wasn't a carpetbagger. I bought a house in the community. And, you know, just wanted to let everybody know that I was invested in Ward 8 in Collinwood.
Wow. What does being invested in Ward 8 and Collinwood mean to you?
It means trying to uplift the safety, the education, and the well-being of life of people in my community. So
I
have put on a
that.
School. I'm part of the active committee at the school in our community. I have put on numerous back-to-school events. You know, I've done a Black History Month movie for the past 3 years. We rent the whole movie out theater on 222nd, invite everybody in the community to come. So just putting on different events like that in the community where I see things are needed.
And I'm going to ask you, why do you feel that's important?
Because it lets the community know that I really care and I'm invested. You know, it's not like it's something that I'm doing from the heart. Because, you know, as an activist, the work we do don't come with a paycheck. You really got to
right.
be obligated, dedicated, and you got to make sacrifices to do the things that I do in the community. So that's one of the biggest reasons why. That's, you know, let everybody know that, you know, I'm here to stay, and, you know, me and my family is not going anywhere. I was willing to run the marathon in 2017. You know, it's called a city council race, but in my mind, I was always running a marathon.
Wow. And it's an honor to talk to you because I would like to put out here, you have had a lot of your events mentioned on this Monday night program throughout the years. As a matter of fact, you even managed to be in the number one spot because some of your activities that you have done caught everybody's attention. And so with that being said, I would like to say that do you feel certain aspects of what you do go unnoticed because for years when it wasn't even cool before, I will say, former President Hillary Clinton said, I want to meet with them and what have you. You were, for years, lifting up the torch regionally. You were one of those who kept lifting up the name Black Lives Matter in our region. And I just wanted to put that out there and say, what causes you to at least again, be that invested in the whole community and to sometimes take views that might not be that popular and still roll with it?
To be honest, it's because of my children. I have three children, 10, 6, and 2, that I have to try to figure out in a way to create a better world for them. So mostly all the things I'm doing in the community is based on what my children's what I feel my children's future should look like. So that's basically what it is for me. You know, I have to, you know, be on the front lines of everything that I feel like is going to make our city better. Even if it's just certain things, you know, I feel that I'm obligated to do as an activist in the city of Cleveland.
Wow. You know, it's almost like that A word is a bad word. You don't hear politicians or people who are running for office ever say they're activists, let alone being on the front line. You might hear them mention it 15 years after they've been in office that, yeah, I was an activist. But you don't hear people running for office say things like that. You don't. And so with that being said, I'm going to at least ask you, that inner strength that you're exuding, where does that come from?
Well, it comes from history. You know, my great aunt had a community center on St. Clair way back in the day. It was called our community center. This was back in the late 70s, early 80s, throughout the 2000s. So I always have been involved with community work. So I knew what it was like to, you know, give Christmas trees and toys to the kids, you know, provide summer drives for the kids, provide the summer meal. She had one of the first summer meal programs to provide. So as a kid, I always think these things growing up that we thought we was taught it was the right thing to do. And, you know, it's called activism. But politicians don't want to use the word because it scares people off. It makes people think that you're uneducated.
Mm.
That's why people get scared when they say politician, you know, activist, you know, they think you're uneducated, but that's not the case.
I honestly see
in the city council is, you know, we have had all these educated people, these lawyers, these people with all these degrees, these doctors, political science, and Harvard grads, and Morehouse grads, but they have fun with the ball. So obviously, the education they're getting taught is not matching up with the leadership in our city. So I think we need more grassroots people that's really in the community, with boots on the ground, that have a heartbeat and a pulse of what's really going on to take over leadership in the city of Cleveland.
Wow. You know, I'm looking at everything and I'm taking it down, and you have so many hashtags already to talk about it, because I have not heard council candidates or any candidate bring it up. What does being boots on the ground mean to you?
It means where there's a problem in your community, you go try to help solve it. No matter if the person is a registered voter or not, a person in your community that needs something, is going through something, and you know about it, you should go try to find out and try to help what's going on. That's helping the well-being of your community. We keep forgetting about little people. See, that's the power of my community. My community over here, we have a high African-American population, but we don't hold the voting power. So we have allowed our city council person to just cater to the people who vote and forget about everybody else in the community. And that's one of the big issues I have a problem with our leadership in the community. So things like that, you know, we got to get back to debate.
I thank you humbly for calling in, because I might not have intended on keeping you on the phone line, but I'm going to have to at least spend an extra 5 or 6 minutes, if you don't mind, because I would like to know your feelings. You know, a lot of people will get out there and they will tell you, we need new council faces. We need new council faces. Mm-hmm. We need new leadership. Mm-hmm. We need new this. And then the next thing you know, when somebody comes along, it's all of a sudden, they don't have the experience, or they don't have the this, or it's hard to be the incumbent. Talk to me about what is keeping you pushing forward. Is it your message? Is it for what you believe is what's needed right now? Talk to me, because, yeah, you're going up against an established incumbent.
I want to, like, you know, I know Mr. Valenzi, he has been a councilman over here for over 40-plus years. And to me, I think that's probably too long. I think the community has been stuck and been stagnated in a slow-moving pace. I want to take the community into the 21st century, young progressive ideas, young progressive movement, programs, things that really is going to help the community. That's why I keep pushing, because every day I come outside, I see a lot of people lacking that need things that I know for a fact. And if I was in leadership, I would be able to provide.
Wow. I just want to say,
you know, it's just like,
thank you.
It's programs that I feel that can be implemented throughout the city that'll help overnight, you know, and most of these things are just really common sense. If people want to use all these big words and fancy ideas, we need to get back to the common sense, grassroots basics of how to change the community. You know, and it's sad that we actually have a council person that's been in council that long. We're living in a modern-day dictatorship. It's like colonialism over here in our community. We have had one voice for 40, that's my entire life. We have one voice. And, you know, true enough, you know, he has done some good things throughout the years. But in the past 15, 16 years, we done fell off the wall. It's all bad over here. It's no growth. It's no progress. What can we say? What's good with Collinwood? We own the link, and we misusing the properties. We misusing the community. We have prime real estate, and we're not using it because our councilman has been scared to let new people in because, you know, if new people come to the community, they probably won't vote for him. So all these years, our councilman has been deterring people away from the community because he wants to stay in power. I can break it down for you if you want me to.
Go ahead. This is your time. I'm going to zip it. You got 3 minutes. Go for it and say whatever you'd like to add.
I'm just going to say that we have allowed a city council person to sit in office and talk in code. When Mr. Palenza gets on TV and say these savage criminals and thugs are taking over our community, he's talking in code, saying these blacks are coming in and infiltrating our community. Collinwood has one of the lowest crime rates in the city. But you don't hear our councilman on the news talking about how low the crime is. No, he's talking about how high the crime is and how all these thugs are coming in the neighborhood. And that's deterring people away from the community. You don't see any other councilman get on TV talk about how bad their community is. He does that because when he do, you look at Collinwood, you always hear the councilman saying something bad and negative about the community. Why would anybody want to come do business or move in the community? It's all about staying in control. And it's worked. I give him credit. It has worked. The time is up. There's no work anymore. Because people are waking up. It's a movement that started. And the programs I have, I think that with Master Community, we're having a big issue right now. We're trying to save Collinwood High School. All we have to do is turn Collinwood High School into a construction hub. There's no trade school on the east side of Cleveland. If we could turn Collinwood into a construction hub, teach these kids how to do plumbing, electrical, even the lead that we have a problem with. You teach all these kids how to do this, build houses from the ground up. I mean, teach them how to build houses from the ground up. And we can actually use the abandoned houses in the community as test models. It's killing two birds with one stone. It's easy. It's simple. The East Valley Cleveland need a trade school. We have schools that's closing that can be used simply for that. So things like that I want to push when I'm in city council. Even with the home ownership, we have a problem with renters from out of state buying 20, 30 properties at a time, being slumlords, never seen the property, just, you know, doing the bare minimum. I want to get rid of it in my community. I want to implement a program that's about debt. If you have up to $50,000 in college debt, we're going to be willing to match that debt and put you in a home, make you a homeowner in our community. So it's forward-thinking ideas like that that I think can make our community really great.
Wow. You said so much and have shown why you do need educated activists are definitely needed who are forward-thinking. And with that being said, how can people become a part of, join in, support your campaign, your candidacy, and find out more about you?
Well, I have a website, www.boydforward8.com. My Facebook is Donald Boyd. My Instagram page is boydforward8. Twitter, same thing, boydforward8. All you got to do is type in Boyd for Ward 8. I'm going to pop up. Send me a message. I have a link on the website where you can volunteer, donate. Just join the team. You know, this is a small grassroots movement. And you know me. I'm not into the old school politicians. I don't want to be clicky, friendly with anybody. I want to surround myself with people who know and have the passion to get the job done.
Mm. I want to thank you humbly for calling in. I'm going to look forward to continuously tracking your movement, and I want to thank you for remaining the same person. You've grown, but basically speaking, you have remained the same person that I first met. You're still energetic, on fire, and doing things for the community. Like I said, now let's not get it twisted. You've been doing what a councilman should do continuously for the past few years, and it's just my pleasure to actually have you on this program. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the time, Al. You have a good day. Good night, I mean.
You too. Be at peace. May your family continue to be blessed and covered. And, hey, on something like that, I'll send this song out to my brother before we come back. I'll take my break. Hey, great song title, Always, from HJS Music. Be back after this.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip-hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HJS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Else always, let me let people know that August the 6th, there'll be a fish fry at 1 to 6 p.m. at 15400 Kinsman Road, the House of Refuge Worship Center. Dinners are $10 and they do deliver. You can use the phone number of 216-303-1615. Now, the reason I'm calling that out is because on August the 7th, is the Youth Community Day, and that's 1 to 5 p.m., also at 15400 Kinsman Road, the House of Refuge Worship Center. For more information on that, reach out to Elder Swanson at 216-323-3237. I also want to take the time to at least let people know from what I'm looking at and what I'm seeing. It's going to be a very interesting date because HJS Music, who I just played, will have their second annual hip-hop celebration on deck with HJS Music, skateboard, art show, live graffiti, and DJ, a free two-day event. And that will be, of course, Friday, August the 6th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and Saturday, August the 7th, 12 noon to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that will definitely be going through. Anybody who wishes to be a part, it's a free two-day event, and that will be at the Red Lion Tattoo Spot, and that's off of 40th St. Clair. Artists interested in participating definitely can reach out to cover the cost of the deck for the skateboard ramp, as Wooster Skate Shop will present that particular on-deck event, Deep Roots. So those are just some of the things that are going on. I would like to also say that Jackie Mason, not to be confused with Jacqueline Mason, but Jackie Mason, born Yaakov Moshe Hakohen Maza, June 9th, 1928 through July 24th, 2021, was an American stand-up comedian and film and television actor. His 1986 one-man show, The World According to Me, won a special Tony Award and Outer Critics Circle Award, an ACE Award, an Emmy Award, and earned a Grammy nomination. Later, his 1988 special, Jackie Mason on Broadway, won another Emmy Award for Outstanding Writer and another ACE Award. And his 1991 voiceover of Rabbi Hyman Krastowski in The Simpsons episode Like Father, Like Clown won Mason a third Emmy Award. He wrote and performed six one-man shows on Broadway, and known for his delivery and voice as well as his use of innuendo and pun. Mason's often culturally grounded humor was described as known for his irreverent and sometimes politically incorrect. A critic for Time magazine wrote that throughout his career, Mason spoke to audiences with the Yiddish locutions of an immigrant who just completed a course in English by mail. I'm not sure how much of a compliment that was, but it is what it is. And so I wanted to throw that out there. Also, people need to realize, I don't really need that much, so it'll only be an 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Just to give some information, it's Cleveland State University Professor Ronnie Dunn, who definitely, Cleveland State University Professor Ronnie Dunn joining the Cleveland Police Monitoring Team to work on oversight of the consent decree, and he will help audit and assess consent decree compliance as an assistant monitor. Monitor Hassan Aiden announced Dunn's hiring in a statement, I believe last week, noting there may be more local residents added to the team, but not before next year. Dr. Dunn is a Clevelander and has been on our radar for several years in anticipation of the consent decree process reaching the outcome assessment phase, Aiden said. Now that we are here, we are thrilled that he could join the team and bolster our capacity as well as adding to the number of highly skilled local representation on a monitoring team. As Dunn joins Case Western Reserve University professor Aisha Bell Hardaway as the only two black Clevelanders working on consent decree compliance. And Hardaway announced, and we talked about it last week, that she had announced she would return to her role as deputy monitor after being forced to resign in June. So Dunn became the interim chief diversity officer at CSU, Cleveland State University, in 2018, and is also a professor in the school's College of Urban Affairs. So congratulations. That is powerful in itself. I would also like to throw out there that since we have it, I want to give a shout-out to Cleveland.com writer Olivia Mitchell. The reason being is because I just want to give maybe 14-foot step ladder on the soapbox before I leave it. 14-foot step ladder on the soapbox, as for those who saw it in Sunday's newspaper or print or maybe online, the Ward 9 Councilman Kevin Conwell held a press conference Friday afternoon to decry the latest of dozens of East Cleveland police pursuits to spill across the city limits, this time resulting in the death of a 46-year-old motorcycle driver. As Derek Slowburn Lee, 46, was killed Thursday night on his motorcycle after a pursuit by East Cleveland police. The pursuit that resulted in his death marked the 150th time East Cleveland took part in a high-speed chase this year. East Cleveland Police Chief Scott Gardner said the chases have resulted in two deaths, numerous injuries, and a slew of property damage. Well, actually, he didn't say it. He just said it's only 150th time. But I'm going to add this part. The chases have resulted in two deaths, numerous injuries, and a slew of property damage. The pursuits have divided the government of the inner ring suburb. They also led to increased calls to abandon the practice that Gardner often posts flippant accounts of the chases on Facebook. The pursuits result in primarily criminal charges not related to violent crimes, according to a Cleveland.com analysis of more than eight dozen pursuits that occurred in the first months of 2021. Many of the chases began over minor traffic infractions and for things such as tinted windows and involved primarily black drivers, and the majority of the chases happen in broad daylight along busy streets and highways, with pursuing officers chasing cars at high speeds for miles outside the East Cleveland city limits, often resulting in crashes that require neighboring communities to investigate. The crash that killed Lee happened in East Cleveland. Conwell held his press conference Friday at Glen Village near East 105th Street and Orville Avenue. Members of the Cleveland chapter of the Afro Dogs Motorcycle Club, in which Lee was a member, were in attendance. East Cleveland City Councilman Ernest Smith and Black on Black Crime Inc. leader Al Porter Jr. also attended. East Cleveland Mayor Brandon King and members of his police department received invites but didn't attend. Gardner said in a follow-up email that he did not receive an invitation to the event. As Smith explained, that East Cleveland invested and more reliable body cameras, and soon will have a new device the police can attach to the car they are chasing that will allow them to track with GPS. The city doesn't have a date for when the new device will be issued. We have to bring in experts and get some experts' opinions on these chases, although the experts may side with police, Conwell said. We have to create good legislation that can be managed correctly, and it should be a formal policy for the entire county. When asked, Lee's friends said they don't know why he didn't pull over for police during the pursuit, but Reed said he doesn't blame his friend because he probably wouldn't stop for East Cleveland police given the document history of abuse of police. Yeah, shaking down residents and a few other things that they were just caught a record for doing, a couple of officers. Oh, yeah, and a head stomping incident, and that officer got his job back, but that's a different story. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I feel that I can officially touch on a subject like that because we were blessed and fortunate. If part of the subject earlier was, boots on the ground activist, fortunately, Brother Art McCoy asked for the meeting. Brother Ernest Smith had been bringing paperwork as councilman in East Cleveland for activists to see from the police department. Pastor Randy Reed from the Rock AME Zion Church attended with several other activists and community leaders. So we have another meeting scheduled upcoming in August to deal with the police chief in their office. I'm glad that we have the open dialogue. They were given some stern warnings before that something like this was going to happen, and it did. So we definitely now need to do our follow-up due diligence and deal with that head on. And that is part of what is so important. I also want to say that it's very interesting because, for me, we have done our best job as possible. Now, there was a news story that happened. I'm only going to pull up a 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox because a lot of media didn't catch it. Just one news station did, because Cleveland celebrated its founding with a wreath-laying ceremony at Public Square in honor of Cleveland's 225th birthday celebration. Community leaders and members of Cleveland City Council held a wreath-laying ceremony in front of the Moses Cleveland statue at Public Square, I believe last Thursday. I'm glad that they did it, as City Council President Kevin Kelly gave remarks during the ceremony, and the Early Settlers Association honored the Cleveland Restoration Society President Kathleen H. Crowther as its 2021 recipient of the Herrick Memorial Award, which recognizes those whose accomplishments have promoted and honored Cleveland. As the founding of Cleveland happened on July 22, 1796, when General Moses Cleveland arrived at the mouth of the Cuyahoga River. My thing is, okay, it was interesting. I'm glad they did it, but it was nothing major or big or exciting, you would have thought. And these are just my personal views. But you would have thought, if it was 225 years and it was supposed to be spectacular, you would have done more than lay a wreath. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add a few more steps and make it a 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because they had a regular sized, well, I take that back, they had a large size sheet cake only. They had a few people there. Kevin Kelly gave a speech, but it's very interesting that from the offset, it just looked like a clever way for, let me see, how can I word this? I would like to say that they tend to use the words and say that it would appear, or it may have been, I'm not that politically correct. Look, it looked like it was just posturing for grandeur to get himself on the news. The same Kevin Kelly who, if he loved Cleveland as much as bringing a sheet cake from Giant Eagle or wherever it was, then wouldn't he have stayed out of the fight for 15 instead of him being Democrat and running down with other city council members to talk to the Republicans about scrapping the vote for the fight for 15 in Cleveland to make it a statewide referendum, or the fact that he joined up with several clergy organizations and pushed GCC into settling for the Q deal to pull off their petitions, or sitting back and the lead measure that was supposed to go to voters didn't go because of shenanigans at City Hall. But, hey, you can pull out a sheet cake. Yeah, that's all I can say. I would like to say that the views that are expressed on this program does not necessarily maintain the staff members who tirelessly work on this program. It's just mine and since it's Al Porter, man in the street, anybody who doesn't really agree with me on my views should handle me directly. I thank you very humbly. I'm going to think about that one for a little while. I'm going to say also, this is maybe 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox, and to say, the Cleveland Guardians is the new name for the tribe. I remember being one of those out there who joined the change the name, change the logo. I was invited out by people like Don Bryant, Greater Peace Action, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Dr. Dorothy, Terry A. Tolfrey from the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, Brother Ziz Way. Yeah, I remember saying that it looked like a little red Sambo with Chief Wahoo. I'm very glad that they changed their name. A lot of people would have said, hey, well, there's not really a need, but I'm glad they did. I'm going to get myself off the soapbox right now. And the reason I'm going to get myself off the soapbox is I see a 216-235 phone caller, and you're saving me from getting myself in further trouble. 216-235, how are you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Porter? What's happening?
Man, I just mentioned your name because, like El Reezy and so many others, you were at the 75-man cipher, and you've been going pretty strong.
Yes.
Talk to me. How you doing, brother?
Yes, man, I'm doing awesome, man. Look, for those that didn't show up last night, man, like, man, y'all missed the awesome event. Shout outs to all the talent that showed up, all the MCs that showed up to this event and stuff like that, because this goes and show, you know what I'm saying, where the real talent at when it comes to the land and stuff like this, showing what we can do as far as with the Cleveland underground scene and stuff like that. You know, it was, man, so many people came out. Shout outs to Stoney, you know. Shout outs to who else? Man, let me get these names together, man. Shout outs to Suave, first of all, to put this together.
Right. Corey Kane. Reezy.
MR, man. The CUMR, man. Y'all better get
right.
Hit, man. So, like I said, it's a big thing coming out next month, and I'm excited about that. Shout out to Brother Robin Lewis that came through. I know I'm calling him by his main, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling him by his government name, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know who Robin Lewis is on Facebook. So shout out to the young homie, bro. He came through, put it down. You know, it was just a good fun event, man. For real.
Well, thank you very much for saying that, because it was good seeing you there and being a part of it. But go right ahead.
Yeah, it's like we just our people like. People are in Cleveland, man, like, come on, like, any other town. Like I'm saying, we got to get out there. The only thing I seen that I was like, yo, what's up, man? What's up with the female artists? What's up with the female MCs, man? We ain't had no female MCs in this cypher, man. It was
wow.
All dudes and stuff like that. I know it's some thoroughbred women out here. I know how to spit, man. Y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just ain't letting, like, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, Cardi B take on the scene. I mean, what's up with that? Like, we ain't seen no Remy Moms or none of that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was in the crowd, though. It was nobody on stage. So, I mean, come on, man. Y'all ladies, me. I be talking about this Me Too, man. Come on. Like, we as real men, we vouch for the Me Too, man. Me as a real brother, we vouch for the Me Too, but just don't get it twisted, man. Like, for real, like, it's different. It's a different level to what y'all talking about when it comes to us, though. That's all we saying. That's all as a real black man, as a real man itself, we saying and stuff like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like ladies, like, this really y'all time, man. Like, y'all talking about
okay.
All this? Like, come on, let's do it. Let's see it, though, but we ain't see no MC, we ain't see no female MC cyphers out there, and that was, like, kind of like sad, like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what, is y'all going to still continue to put on the eyelashes and the hair, the nails and stuff like that, and sit up in this lackdaw boots? Like, no, we ain't, come on, what's up now? So, like I said, it was a good event. Ain't nobody show up, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, like it should have been MCs that showed up that was supposed to win. Like, I put it like this. The MCs that showed that had balls showed up. I put it like that. So, big ups to that. But besides that, shout out to Brother Dontez Taylor that's running for the fourth ward. My focus is not, you know what I'm saying, is on that, you know. You got to get bro in, make sure, you know what I'm saying, he is certified. And like I said, this young man been like a positive activist in our community for years. The time I met him, he was already doing it. So we need to get that together. Make sure, yeah, vote for Dontez Taylor for fourth ward. Fourth ward, you know.
Gotcha.
So we having some events coming up for him. So everybody need to come out, you know. Have a good time, you know, and things of that nature. And with that being said, I'm going to say peace out. And I will talk to you guys later. Prior to ENT, Major Taps, and I am signing out later.
Thank you so much. That brother has those nice songs like No Justice, No Peace, Get Your Mind Right. Definitely check him out, and he'll be doing a special, at least hopefully, minute to a minute and a half this coming Wednesday, 15415 Kipling Avenue, tap dance to the Latoria. We're looking forward to that and getting him ready for the man-to-man program that will start back up in August. I'm going to go with, since we have a few minutes left, I can give somebody 5 or 6 minutes if they need it, 216-347. 216-347. How are you doing out there?
I'm great, Al Porter. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Who am I talking to?
Rico Danzi, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf.
I hear you. And with that being said, what's new for you?
I'm doing great out here. I hope people support Chantel Brown for the House Representative. My family already supporting her. So we not supporting Lena at all. So my family asked me who was I going to endorse and who I'm going to support. And I always supported Shante. I never voted for Nia at all, any of her races.
Oh. I've heard from you before when you called into the program that Black Lives Matter for the Deaf even went so far as to collect money for Chantel Brown's campaign.
Yeah. What we did is we sent it to her campaign. So I will be, y'all might be seeing me in Cleveland on August 3rd on Election Day, okay?
Okay.
So y'all might be seeing me in Cleveland on Election Day, so for the primary. So I just endorsed her a couple weeks ago, so. So I can't do Nina because all she do but lie about everything. She'll know from the truth from the story. So when you got to tell more than one lie to cover one story, so I never voted for her. So I always, this is my question. When you are elected official, okay, when you were city council, state senate, why have you not passed text 911 for the people who are deaf? Why it took me from D.C. travel from D.C. to Cleveland, okay? Give it to Councilwoman Chantel Brown, and she passes, okay? So
although I don't think Nina would have been able to pass it because she wasn't sitting in her seat, but in other words, you let me know that you were the one and your organization was the one that came up with that and was able to get Chantel Brown to pass that.
Right.
Am I correct?
Also, Nina was in office. She was the Ohio Senate. And we called her office, and she had not done nothing then. So if you ain't done nothing then, how can the people in the 11th District trust you and you're not going to leave me 2 years like she done in City Council in World 1? There's a couple questions. My auntie asked me yesterday. She said, Rico, who you supporting? I said, I'm supporting Chantel all the way.
Well, I have a question for you because I want to know your thoughts because I've listened to, and I like certain things from that Shirley Smith is saying also. So you're saying that you're with Chantel all the way over all the candidates.
100%. That's what I'm going with. Anybody who passed text 911, anybody who fighting for the people got disability, okay, for all of her seats, Chantel passed for in city council in Warrensville, and then she in county council. Anyone who could do that, that's what I'm with.
I got you, and I want to thank you, Rico, for at least. Black Lives Matter for the Deaf for, as you would say, being behind that bill being passed and taking it to her. And
so
that's the main thing.
All of my friends who are blind, I have a lot of blind friends who's in Cleveland, and they also telling me they're supporting, Chantel. I have a lady right now who's supporting Chantel, okay? Because I have connections from the Cleveland Human Street Center, the Blind Center. And then today it was the 31st anniversary for the ADA law who passed in 99.
Right.
Today was the 31 year anniversary. So I'm looking at this at Porter. When Nina Turner was city council, a state senate, what has she passed? What legislation has she passed? None. She had not passed not one legislation. Not one. Look up. Okay?
All right.
I don't care if any of her supporters come after me.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it. So because I'm not supporting her, I already voted. So I never changed my vote from Ohio yet. So I just mailed my ballot in today for Ms. Brown, Chantel Brown. So
I hear you. And with that being said, how can people contact Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, Mr. Rico Danby, president?
I'm going to give you the email, okay? It's Deaf, DEAF, politics, 2022, at yahoo.com. My phone number is 216-347-4132.
Thank you so much, and may you have continued success. You all are balling out of control when you all start endorsing candidates. And like I say, you had already said a few months ago that it was a high amount and high sum of money that you all contributed to Chantel Brown's campaign. So it means you must really believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, and then we are going to endorse for the mayor's seat also. And all of the candidates who's running for city council because we are not going to endorse Kelly Kelly. That's the one thing we are not going to do because of the Q deal. Do you remember the Q deal?
Yes, I do remember the Q deal. We kind of touched on that. Go right ahead.
Okay, the Q deal. Okay, I got a minute left. The Q deal when Kelly Kelly and some of the city council was in Ohio city when they were making a deal with the Republic, told them do not do it. And Kelly Kelly coming out on the committee where I'm coming out for a committee passing for the disabled community in Ohio. Representing that when Bill Patman was the House representative for House District 10. So I'm not doing Kelly Kelly. No, that's he's another one. Me. No.
Well,
that's
at least
one person
Kevin
not,
Kelly knows not to come to you for an endorsement. If he doesn't know,
well,
now he knows.
Yeah.
Have
you
a great. Thank you so much, Rico Danzy.
You're welcome.
No problem. God bless. And on that note, everybody has a right to their opinion as long as they do their best to back it up with facts. I appreciate those people who chose to call in this evening. May you all stay blessed, protected. We'll be talking to you. I know that this coming Thursday morning, 9 a.m., rally for Sheila McFarland. That's when her case comes up, wrongfully convicted. You can look up that name. ClevelandUrbanNews.com has dealt with that particular case extensively. Eastside Daily News as well, and so have several other programs. So with that being said, talk to you all soon. Peace.